I'm out here just doing this Pop-Tart dance. These fucking legendary Pop-Tarts are so great. Power Project family, I hope you guys are doing well today. But I want to show you guys from Legendary Foods, we have the Tasty Pastry. Now, you know, these things are 20 grams of protein and 5 grams of net carbs. Sometimes you're dieting and you want to be able to have a good, tasty snack that doesn't taste like cardboard. Well, this baby, it's not even warmed up. Imagine if you warm up this freaking tasty pastry in a microwave for like 20 seconds. I got my coffee right here, tasty pastry. I'm living life, and you guys can too. Andrew, tell them about it.
Absolutely. Yeah. So the other thing about this, so again, and Seema just mentioned 20 grams of carbs for a total of 180 calories for the whole thing. Oh. And the whole thing tastes amazing. If you guys haven't tried it, you need to right now. Head over to eatlegendary.com and at checkout, enter promo code POWERPROJECT to save 20% off your entire order. They have those tasty pastries. They have all kinds of amazing flavored nut butters. They have almonds. They have all kinds of stuff. And you cannot help but laugh when you say nut butters.
Nut butters.
So yeah, you guys need to head over there right now. Eat Legendary Food, eatlegendary.com. Links to them down in the description as well as the podcast show notes.
How did he hit the fucking light pole so easily?
I overshot. Wow, you overshot it.
I'm really like blinded right here. Like this, the basket is like, I need a little bit more of a backboard.
That makes sense.
That's my excuse.
Mm-hmm. Are we recording?
Yeah, we are now.
I'm like Scottie Pippen over here. I'm trying to like drain that shot from the side. How do you always do that?
I don't know, but you're trying to Tim Duncan it by like hitting the backboard. That's what you need.
Yeah.
Let's see what Nsema does here.
I'm saving this for our next podcast with Mr. Israel.
Oh.
Anyway, Mark, you don't look at the YouTube comments much, do you?
Of what?
YouTube. Yeah, okay.
For the podcast?
For the podcast.
No, you don't, huh? I've never seen them before.
Now I
scan Are people nice to me?
They're pretty nice. Nice. Yeah, I wanted to tell you a comment that I've been seeing a lot of, and I think it's going to make you, I mean, I know that your perception
is my roid rage going to come out?
You never get too happy or too sad, but people have been saying you look younger, man.
Oh, really?
Like, there have been a lot, I've been seeing a trend of comments being like, damn, Mark's been looking vibrant.
I wonder.
Mark looks younger. That's pretty dope, man.
I wonder if that's my growth hormone. Like, I've been loading up on
that's
growth
good.
Hormone. And I shaved my balls too. So it's probably like one of those two things.
Yeah. What did you use? What kind of razor?
Like a Mach 3. Just went
there. You went blade.
Yeah.
A Mach 3.
How do you do that?
A bladed razor?
Yeah, why not?
So
are you joking? Dog, you need to tell people if you're joking or not, because someone's going to go out and cut their balls.
It's fine. Well, it works.
This wouldn't be the first person that I know of. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I can't.
Do you guys have a special nutsack razor?
Yeah.
I use Manscaped. I mean, they don't sponsor anything, but I use Manscaped.
I use Manscaped because you recommended it, but
yeah.
I do it dry. I don't know how do you do it. Like, I've been told that you can jump in the shower. So dry, right?
I mean, you can do it wet, but I do it dry.
If I do it in the shower, my balls are a lot more like malleable, and they'll get chewed up like a fucking actual lawnmower. So
you
I have to go
your
dry.
Your balls have to be like a particular like temperament to be able to fuck with them
yes,
in the first place.
Yes.
Otherwise, it's not good.
It can't be like microwave silly putty. It's got to be like... out the fridge, silly putty. It's got to be a little bit more stiff.
You can't fuck with it after like a cold plunge, that's for sure.
Yeah, no.
Yo, man, after cold plunging this morning, I go and I shower, and my girl's looking at me, and I'm like, hey, stop looking at me. This isn't an accurate depiction. Stop looking. I'm cold.
You're like brushing your teeth. Like, I'm putting on a towel.
The universe is so funny because I got out of the shower, out of the cold plunge this morning, and I was just about to hop in the shower, and I was just like, let's see what this looks like. Look in the mirror, I'm like, oh god,
I need to get warm fast.
It's like, that does not look that much different than a clit at this point.
Yeah.
Well, a swollen clit.
Yeah, like after a cycle, maybe.
Yeah,
exactly. After a cycle. Oh god,
great way to start off, guys. I like it.
Great way.
Yeah,
not bad. So I look younger, but younger than who? Do I look younger than you?
Well, absolutely not. But you look younger. Like you're dude. Like
that's good.
Versus
that's good.
Like yeah. Versus years ago, for like probably because you lost some body fat. But I don't know. You just actually look younger.
I feel great.
Pretty cool.
I feel really good. Everything's like going along pretty good. Running's going good. Training's going good. You know, I came in the other day and I was pumped to do some squats. And I just start moving around and I just go to do like a squat with like a plate on my back. And something in my back goes,
Oh, no.
And I'm like, what? Oh, you got to be kidding me. And so I must have did probably, I don't know, 10 or 20, like literally like 10 sets because I'm like, this can't be happening. Like, this is not real. But anyway, I just stayed with a plate and kept moving it around. And I went up to two plates and that was fine. But I was like, yeah, I was kind of hoping. I wasn't going to go crazy or anything, but it's probably for the better because I probably would have done something stupid that I shouldn't have done in the first place. But I was like, is this real? Is this for real? Yeah. Did I really just kind of tweak my back with a plate?
What did it feel like? What?
It's that little like thing that you can't breathe. You know that one? Like it's like in like your, like an oblique type of thing, like an upper mid back, like side.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
like
yeah.
That rib, that weird rib about. Thing. And it didn't hurt that bad, but I was like, there's no reason to. That's a sign. That's a sign. I need to sit here and just suck some cock and wait until this passes.
Some things never change. I remember I had like cartilage stuck in my rib. Like I couldn't breathe. Mm. I was just like, dude, I can't like get further than this. And so like for like a couple of days, I was just like, and then finally went to the doctor and like, you have to like breathe in deep so we can hear if there's anything like in there or whatever. So I took a deep breath and then just everything just went thung and it just like unlocked. And I'm like, oh, we're all good. They're like, yeah, you probably just had cartilage stuck in your rib.
Cartilage stuck in your rib?
That's what the doctor said.
Mm.
Yeah,
I've
I don't
never
know.
Heard of that.
Sounds appetizing. Mm. Sounds like when you're eating like a buffalo wing.
Mm. Oh, and you got a little extra like skin on it?
Mm-hmm.
I hate the people who eat their wings and they don't eat the whole thing.
Oh.
Eat the cartilage, eat the skin, eat everything. That little white part that's on
it's
the bone,
infuriating.
Eat it.
You got to consume the whole goddamn thing.
Yeah, yeah. And I like the other one, not the like the drumstick looking one. Yeah. I like the flat one better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The
one you got to pull apart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the wing?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's the actual wing versus
I just
the
know
thigh
that,
or
like,
whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, you get like both if you don't ask for one specifically. Mm. But if you ask for the like the drumstick looking one, you pay a little bit more. And I'm like, well, that's cool because I like the other one better anyways.
Well, how do you eat the wing? Describe to me how you eat the wing.
Oh, well, okay. I did a demonstration of how
to eat one the other day. It was,
oh, you did?
Nice.
Like where people like push it down. You ever do that? You ever like,
I've seen that, yeah.
You ever like push the thing, like you take the wing part and you kind of just push it on the plate and then you like suck the whole thing through. You ever do that?
I don't do that. What I usually do is I grab it from the bottom and I put the whole thing in my mouth. And
Yeah.
And like bone comes out.
That's exactly it. Yeah.
That's how you do it too?
But then I'll go back in and I'll crack it open and get like the insides of it because you ain't leaving that shit behind.
That's good shit, man.
Yeah.
Do you guys get the red sauce all over your face and don't care about it until the end?
I'm not a red sauce. I'm not like a red sauce kind of guy. Is that buffalo sauce? I usually go to the last time I've had wings, I go to Fire Wings. You know what they have this peanut butter flavor.
Oh,
this
like a Thai
wing.
Peanut butter kind of thing going on.
Yeah.
It's so good.
I'm a basic bitch when it comes to that. So like I'll have lemon pepper, but then I don't dip that into the ranch.
Yeah.
Because it just gets too messy. I don't like it. So I'll do what, you know, like inhale the whole thing.
Lemon
and then I'll get
good.
get the carrot stick and I'll dip that into
you being all healthy.
Into the ranch. I know, dude. I'm fucking
carrot
hashtag
sticks,
keto over here.
Yeah. Balance.
did Bor ever tell you about these wings from Buffalo Wild Wings?
My brother's so fat with this stuff.
He knows all this shit, dude.
No, it's just this. I think it's just like the salt and pepper, but he's like, the macros are amazing. And the macros actually are pretty amazing on those wings.
Yeah, it's like a salt and vinegar one or
salt
something.
Salt and vinegar, something like that. Yeah, yeah. If you look them up, it's like, wow, it's like really, you could just go there and eat those.
I think we should go there right now.
I think they cook them
with
beef tallow too, I think.
No
yes,
shit.
I believe so. That's what he said.
Mm-hmm. Chicken wings are amazing. Like, there's so many wings.
So many.
Like how many chickens are there?
Apparently a lot.
Yeah, a lot.
You just keep slaughtering them and keep...
Like, Monday Night Football's on and people just, you know, get, all those bars have the wings for like 5 cents or whatever. Yeah. All you can eat wings.
They do go fucking crazy. But what type of chicken is it? Because, like, if I go to, you know, get a chicken, like rotisserie chicken, like that leg-looking thing is way bigger than a hot wing.
These are probably clones, right? There's probably some shit going on that we don't know about.
Oh, absolutely.
The government.
They're just mass producing small little chickens.
Absolutely. The government's been doing it for a lot of wild
Jeff
stuff.
Bezos. Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberg. But,
you know, wings are one of those things where you can make them tasty and they're not bad for you.
They're fucking great.
Like, they're one of those amazing things that, like, you know, you should be able to just enjoy them, and it's not going to take you off your nutrition plan at all.
And if you're worried about, like, stuff being fried or whatever, then you can make them at home. throw them in an air fryer.
Air fry them. Boom. Mm-hmm. Air fry. Okay. Yeah.
This is delicious. They're not, might not be your favorite. They might not be the same as from Buffalo Wild Wings or from some of the other spots, but they're going to be damn good.
They're going to get you like 80% of the way there. That's exactly. Fucking worth it.
Didn't you make some wings? You just said you made some wings in Smelly's Kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of wings were they?
Those were just straight up. Like, I think we just put like Parmesan on them or something. We put like garlic and Parmesan on them, and they were incredible. You know, and chicken, you know, chicken skin and the thigh and all that stuff. Like, it's actually really good because it's like it doesn't have, you know, chicken breast for a lot of people that are exercising already. Yeah, first of all, it doesn't taste very good. But secondly, just doesn't have enough. Like, we need to have something in there.
Yeah.
Need to have some sort of macros in there, right?
I remember back in the day when I was like doing bodybuilding dieting and I was eating chicken breasts. And I was like, I'm healthy and this is good. I was fooling myself.
I can't stop thinking about that Dave Chappelle thing you guys sent me.
which one?
With the chicken or the fish?
The one in the little the pixie jumps out. He's like, what are the catfish?
guys, just if you want a good laugh, go look up Dave Chappelle, chicken or fish, I'm guessing on YouTube.
Just Dave Chappelle pixie skit, and it'll come up.
Pixie skit. That's a good one.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're talking about some, how to be jacked, I guess, jacked and tan without tracking your macros. You know, each one of us has kind of a different, little bit different perspective on things. We have some different things that we've done in the past. We have some different things that we do currently. But the main gist of everything for all three of us is the same. We have similar principles. We try to prioritize protein whenever possible, because protein is something that can be satiating, which means kind of help fill you up. And we're big believers that if you're going to be exercising and training, it would be a good idea to try to get yourself towards 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight. In some cases, for people that are heavier, maybe it's 1 pound per gram of like lean body weight, and you can make like an estimate. Like, there's probably not a lot of reasons for people that may be 400 pounds to have 400 grams of protein.
Yeah.
You might want to just have like 300 or 250. Like, probably not a lot of reasons for most people to go over like a 250 amount, I would just assume. But anyway, we're going to kind of dive into some of that so that you guys can get yourselves in shape, because the summer is coming up soon.
Yeah. And everyone wants to get shredded for summer. I never really, I don't know, I'm not a summer guy, but I get
when
it.
When are you going to get in shape? Because people are tired. Because that's why I stopped reading the comments, because I was like, they keep making fun of my boy in SEMA. And it's like, man, some people just like to live a little chubbed out. It's okay.
I don't know, man. It's like my grandma tells me that. My mom tells me that. Everyone in my life tells me I'm out of shape. So I keep trying, but it's never enough for people. I'll just.
It would help your jiu-jitsu.
It would help my jiu-jitsu.
Because you can't breathe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
I think if I managed to get myself down to maybe 200, that would
I'm thinking like 160.
160?
About 160. You'd look great.
It's a good 85 pounds. I mean, I could do it.
I think you could do it. You might have to track your macros, though.
You're just not ready to commit. You have to want it.
You have to commit. Mm-hmm. I mean, shit, this sleeping for 2 hours a night has been kind of...
That was actually
starting to catch up.
And that was really rude of you to not help Andrew with the crank when we had Tom Segura here, because that would have been a great recorded episode, but Andrew couldn't hit the record button because we didn't have enough power.
Well, he didn't even call me back here to come help with the crank.
Oh, he said that he did.
Did you?
Controversy.
Well, the funny thing
is,
my
phone must have been on silent.
Not only that, but I also had no idea that it was actually going on. So I don't know how I couldn't turn the crank if I wasn't even notified to start the crank itself.
So then the person at fault for all of this.
Chris Bell?
It's probably
my brother. That's a good call.
Probably your brother. Probably your brother. He's probably at fault.
What were we saying? We were talking
about it. Oh, no.
Okay, so we were pretty much when you are starting to protein. A gram per pound is definitely good, but the way I look at protein is kind of like I eat it till I'm full. So in meals, when we talk about prioritizing protein, this doesn't mean that we don't eat carbs. This doesn't mean that we don't eat fats. It just means that the protein is the main part of the meal, because the thing about us here is that we can eat a lot. Mm-hmm. I can eat a lot of food. You can eat a lot of food. So we're trying to figure out different strategies to be able to feel full and satiated in our meals. And that's why whenever I cook food, like, I'll eat the protein first so that I don't overeat on pretty much anything else. And for me, protein usually comes in the form of red meat, which has a decent amount of fat in it. And I don't avoid carbohydrates, but I just don't have as much as I used to. Now, for also being satiated, some people, if they want to have more carbohydrates in whole foods, you can add more fiber into the food that you eat through, like, you know, sweet potatoes. Potatoes have quite a bit of fiber. If you'd like to add in vegetables, you can, because it'll take up space. Some people love
pussy.
It's true.
Eating vegetables. Come on.
It's true, though. I mean, some people.
Be a grown ass man.
Fiber does make you full. You just, you know, you got to be creative in how you make. Maybe Brussels sprouts taste pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Because I like vegetables, for the record. I eat them.
There you go. You know what I mean? Carrots, all those types of things. They'll allow you to feel fuller in the meals you eat so that, like, you don't end up overeating. So a lot of the things and a lot of the ways we eat are ways in which we'll get enough protein, but so that we can actually feel good and we don't need to go out or binge on food to get our fill.
Andrew, where the fuck do we start with somebody who maybe has no clue on where to start? What do you think would be a good way for someone? They just started lifting maybe, and I think a lot of us can be attracted to the lifting side of things. We see a lot of Instagram. We see people that are jacked. Guy, you know, action hero type people, like, they're jacked. And so it's kind of all around us. So we have some influence to go in the gym and do some resistance training. Like, we're kind of on board with that. But a lot of people don't really adhere to the nutrition side until later. Where do you think maybe would be just maybe number one place to kind of start to figure some of this out?
Yeah, that was definitely me. You know, I had been lifting for a while before I got here. And I remember one day, you were having a conversation with somebody. It was in this building, actually. Was it in this? No, it was in the previous building. And you were just like, how many calories do you think you eat a day? And I'm like, I don't know. I just threw out a random number because I had no clue. But I was like, oh, probably like 1,500 calories. And looking back, it might have been pretty accurate if I was eating clean. But at the time, I was just eating whatever I can get my hands on. So it was probably like well over. Sorry for the shameless plug, but a good start is with this podcast, because we talk a lot about, like, nutrition. We talk a lot about a lot of cool shit, but it puts you in that frame of mind of like, oh, wait a second. Maybe I shouldn't actually be eating a whole tub of peanut butter, because that's actually not a good move. Mm-hmm. You know, so just kind of just being aware of things, I think, is very important.
But natural peanut butter has those healthy fats.
Yeah, right. You do need some healthy fats, but
Not a whole jar of peanut butter.
You don't need, you know, 15,000 calories from just those fats. So again, with that, right? So like, oh, but it's got the healthy fats, but you're eating how many calories? Like, well, how many calories are actually in one serving? Okay, what does a serving actually look like? So for me personally, where I like really made the turn is when I started tracking. I know we've talked a lot about how, like, you don't need to track. You've just said it at the beginning of this podcast. But for somebody like me who had no idea, like, wait, what is a gram of protein per pound of body weight? Like, what does that even look like? Also, what does it feel like when I eat steak versus eating just protein powder all day long? Like, I'm going to feel that. Mark has mentioned, like, you know, maybe don't have so many protein shakes. We want to fill your body with actual whole foods. But so getting back to where I was going is, I had to track for a good amount of time just for the awareness of understanding, oh, that's what 2,000 calories look like. That's what 250 grams of protein can be. And while, like, you know, I could start to feel full and not really think that I'd have to have the carbs, I have to have the sweets and all this other extra shit. Mm-hmm. If I didn't do the tracking for a little bit, I wouldn't know how to intuitively eat.
Yeah.
So that's where I would say is, like, if you're completely, like, novice, newbie, just stepping your toe into the game, it's gonna be like, it doesn't have to be forever, it doesn't have to be for a very long time. Start tracking a little bit just to understand what you're eating.
Do you guys think this is maybe a decent place to start? Is we have macronutrients. We got protein, carbohydrates, and fat. They all act a little differently in the body, and I believe all three of us share this that protein is a little bit more of, it's not something that really counts against you / for you in terms of energy, that it's maybe a little bit better idea to look at fat and carbohydrates as more of a main energy source, and that protein is a little bit more of a builder. For myself personally, I found that to be a big advantage throughout the day, because it's like, what's kind of like free to me? What can I eat a lot of without having any negative consequence? Mm-hmm. And Seema touched upon fiber. We're already talking about protein. Those are two things that you can eat quite a bit of without having any adverse effects on your like lean body composition. And in fact, probably if you lean more towards those and eat those more regularly, you will probably just continue to get leaner and leaner and leaner. And I've said this many times before, and people are always wondering when Lane Norton's going to roast me or someone's going to roast me. They can't roast me on this on this piece of information because it's factual. If people were to increase the percentage of protein that they ate, most people would get a lot leaner. The average American, the standard American diet that people are on, they have somewhere between 12% and 14% protein consumption. If people bumped it up to 20%, almost all those people, there's always outliers, almost all those people would lose weight. And then people are like, I don't understand, how come you're not getting roasted by these other individuals that we filter stuff through? Well, the reason is because protein has, there's a thermic effect of food, not to make things too complicated or confusing, but it does take the body some energy just to kind of break down protein. And obviously it takes the body a little bit of energy to for carbohydrates and fats as well. But when it comes to protein specifically, it has 4 calories per gram. Carbohydrates has 4 calories per gram, and so does fat. But
fat's nine.
Fat's nine, my bad. And so the interesting part about protein, though, is it appears that even though it does have, that's what they labeled as having 4 calories, it doesn't seem to actually register that through the body due to some sort of process of the body. I don't want to get into the details because I don't even really know them. And that's where someone like Lane Norton would be effective in explaining it further. But it's like, I'm of the opinion almost that protein might have less overall calories in it than what is currently assumed. So for me, that's been really beneficial. And if I think about my day in a really honest way, and I break stuff down that I did, yesterday I went for a run. I didn't really do any other training yesterday. Like how many calories do I, just being honest with myself, how much food do I actually need? And then today, like I did a small workout this morning. I'll probably get in a little bit more later on. It's not like these, I'm not like an Olympic athlete. Mm-hmm. Like my workouts, I'm not in SEMA. I'm not in my prime. Like he's in his prime. He's doing jiu-jitsu. So you can make an argument like he fucking needs more food than I do. I could back off on that stuff a little bit, even though I'm active, I'm running, I'm doing a lot of stuff. But one of the things about exercise that gets so confusing sometimes is exercise isn't a great way. It's not a great way just to focus on just exercise to lose body fat. Mm. It is most likely more effective to concentrate on nutrition, along with trying to find something that helps build muscle mass. Because when you build muscle mass, your metabolic rate, which is how many calories you burn every day, will increase over time. So hopefully 5 years from now, 10 years from now, through the process of eating protein and prioritizing protein, and through some resistance training, you'll have more muscle on your body and you'll be able to burn more calories.
And on the protein side of things, if you guys go on the channel and you look at the playlist that Andrew made, Protein University,
yeah.
There is a video in which Alan Aragon talks about the protein overfeeding studies. That what you're talking about right now, where protein is kind of like it could, if you look at it, might be less than 4 calories or not
might
4 calories.
Be two?
Yeah. 4 calories per gram, because there have been quite a few studies where they overfed these individuals on protein and their calories were a bit above maintenance, but these individuals weren't gaining body fat if they were overeating on protein, which is why it's like, you know, you can eat a lot of extra protein. And if more people did eat more protein in general, one of the reasons why they would probably have better body composition is because they'd be more satiated with the food they're eating. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons why we eat extra protein isn't just because we do a lot of exercise, but it's also because it allows you to feel fuller, right? You don't eat as much in terms of carbs and potentially fat if you're eating quite a bit more protein. So it's something to just keep in mind as a way to dull your appetite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lane has even said, like, after the thermic effect of food, it turns out to somewhere around 2 calories per gram. But what Alan Aragon was saying,
really?
Yeah, that's dope. Yeah, no, he said it. But it's one of those things. It's like, okay, just because he said it doesn't necessarily mean it's true or not, because even he himself is like, we're still kind of like not sure, trying to figure it out, but it's about that. But then what Alan Aragon was pointing out, like, and I quote, like, it just disappeared. It's like, what the fuck do you mean? Like, so those
yeah. He did say that. Yeah.
Those 2 calories per gram, or the 4 might turn into 2, but then those 2 don't go like straight to your belly. Like it we don't know exactly, like it's going to get used for, not for, for energy. So it's like, even if it is becoming 2 calories, like it's not going to go to the same place. Like if you eat 2 calories of fat,
a quick practical, application of that is when I was in my prep and I was working with Berto and I was like, dog, I'm so fucking hungry. He's like, just eat 40 extra grams of protein. And I was like, well, you just eat 40 grams of protein through chicken. You'll be fine. Yeah. No change in terms of no negative changes. The more protein I just kept eating, it just allowed me to feel full, but I wasn't having any type of negative change in my body composition during my prep. And same thing now.
Here's the fucked part is that, so we're encouraging you to eat more protein, but protein in most cases comes along with fat. In all cases, actually, except for in modern times where we can select to eat like a chicken breast. Normally we would kill a bird and you would normally eat the whole thing. Skin, cartilage, liver, kidney, like all that stuff. You would eat all of it. And so therefore you would have a consumption of protein and fat. But nowadays we get to like select, oh, I'm going to have a piece of pork, and pork could be really lean. A chicken breast can be really lean, certain cuts.
A bunch of Piedmontese. Like this isn't even trying to be an ad, but absolutely. This is why like we really fucking like Piedmontese because they're flat iron, like
46 grams of protein, 8 grams of fat.
Right. And and they have a bunch of other cuts that have very high protein and minimal fat. So like I like eating quite a bit of fat, more fat than carbs in my diet. But for those of you who are trying to limit your fat intake and have a lot of like higher protein intake and you want to have some more higher carb intake, Piedmont, you can still eat red meat while doing that because their steaks, they just have a lot of amazing cuts with great macros. So you don't even need chicken to go on a diet, even 100%. If you're going on a low fat diet, you don't need chicken.
I'm still baffled by the 96% lean ground beef that they have because I don't know how that tastes so good, but it's fucking awesome.
It really is.
So, Andrew, tell them how they can save on some Piedmont.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, so I was actually talking to Sean Baker about it because I was curious, the fucking king of carnivore. I'm just like, you ever mess with Piedmontese? And he's like, no, absolutely. He's like, I love it. He's like, and when I'm talking to clients and they want to like lean out, he's like, I always recommend Piedmontese because the macros, well, he didn't say the macros, because the leanness,
right?
He's like, it's like second to none. So if you guys are interested or you guys just want to hurry up and dive in, head over to Piedmontese.com. That's PIEDMONTESE.com. And at checkout, enter promo code POWER to save an entire 25% off of your whole order. And if your order is $150 or more, you get free 2-day shipping. Links to them down in the description, as well as the podcast show notes.
Congratulations, by the way, in helping out Sean Baker. He was really grateful.
Yeah.
And what a cool position to be in, huh?
It's fucking wild, dude. Like, I was just... We were talking and,
it's a big deal. He's relying on you to like,
we're still in communication.
He's
too.
Seen by millions of fucking people.
I know.
People know who that guy is.
I know. And I was like on his YouTube channel, like not thinking we were actually going to hit publish. And I was like, oh shit, my bad. But yeah, we're still in communication and it is wild. Cause me and him were having a conversation about like, oh man, 10 years ago, I never would have thought this. And he was like, 10 years ago, I never would have thought I'd be doing this. And I'm like,
he said that?
That's what he said.
$1.2 million, too, is a lot of money to pay somebody for some camera work. So that's, I think it's cool that you got that contract. So anybody else that's thinking of trying to use Andrew, just know like he's going to do great work, but there might be a little bit of a price tag associated.
My dad makes like $1 million.
just going to keep feeding Jasmine that. Yeah. Well, hey, it's pretty expensive to turn a closet into a full on working studio.
See?
So, if you guys want, you know where to find me.
Do you know what I'm referring
to? No.
So. My daughter.
That's great.
When she was a little bit younger, she was telling, I think, one of her little cousins, and by no means was I a millionaire, but she was like, Andrew makes, we're rich. He makes over $1 million, but I'm not supposed to tell anybody. And I'm like,
where did
she even get this that's from? Great. Like, that's so good. Yeah.
It's kind of a secret.
I remember I had a friend that like lived on the same block as me, and his dad was really tall. And like, you just have no perception, but you do hear that people are like 6 feet tall, and you kind of hear like, maybe a basketball player might be like 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
And I was like, your dad's huge. I was like, how tall is he? He's like, I don't know. He's like 65 feet tall. And I was like, what did you say? He's like, I don't know. He's like 65 feet tall. I'm like, that's my like God. A couple houses worth of like height, I think. Like there's no, I was like, no, he's.
It's a fucking Titan.
I was like, maybe he's like 6'7" or something. I don't know. But yeah, 65 feet tall.
You ever catch like, because this is fucking hilarious, but because you started lifting early, but you too, Nsema, but like, you ever catch somebody like just totally lying about what they can lift?
Yes.
The reason why I bring this up,
garbage.
Because it, when I worked in an office, there was this very small, slender guy that was smaller than me, skinnier than me, was talking to like some office lady who was just like, yeah, you know, I've been training really hard, da da da. We were doing heavy shrugs and I was doing 10 plates. Like, what? Like 10 plates. And she was like, wait, how much do they weigh? And she calculated it all out. She's like, that's like over 1,000 pounds. And he's like, well, it's not a full range of motion movement. And I'm just like in tears laughing my fucking face off. Just one of those pathological liars. It just fucking just caught red-handed right in his lie. I was like, no way, dude.
I love that one. I also love when someone's like, yeah, my friend, he's big like you are. And you're like,
oh, yeah.
You're like, and they're like, point to Nsema, like, this big like Nsema. Like, no. No, they're not.
Yeah,
like,
no.
I don't want to get into a like argument with you right here on the spot, but they're not.
Yeah, last thing, and we're getting way off track, but the better answer guy is better my favorite guy? Person to dislike. It's like, dude, like, yeah, my buddy Mark Bell, he's fucking jacked. You know, he's like awesome dude. He's like my mentor. He's like a really good, successful businessman. Oh, well, that's cool. Well, my friend, you know, he's, you know, made way more money and da da da. It's, but you know, my other best friend in SEMA, he's fucking jacked, dude. He's so smart beyond his age. Was he as jacked as my friend? Like, fuck, dude. All right, cool. Always trying to one up you. Yeah.
Always trying to one up you.
Well, yeah. I'm happy you're lying because I'm just dumb as shit. So
you're welcome. Yeah, I always stand up for you.
I'm fucking with you.
So protein and fat, a lot of times they come in.
Good.
Yeah, trying to get back on track.
Very good.
Protein and fat, they a lot of times accompany each other in the foods that we eat, but like modern times we can kind of select different things. Now it's like in the fitness industry, we're going to try to sell you on like, hey, you know, add some egg whites to your meal or add some chicken breast to your meal. And those can be effective things, but I think they're a massive turnoff to a lot of people.
Absolutely.
It doesn't taste good.
It doesn't taste good at all. And that's why, I mean, that's why we eat the way we eat. But the thing is, you know, if you want to have a lower fat diet and you want to do the egg white thing and chicken breast stuff, that's something you can do.
You can augment the meals the way I like to look at it. So if you're going to have 3 eggs in the morning, I would say have your 3 eggs and add a little bit of egg white to that. So that mm-hmm. way you still got the flavor. Or if you're really conscious of the calories, you know, pull out one yolk or something like that. You know, some sort of intermediate compromise because we don't want to get rid of fat calories.
Absolutely. Especially for men. You don't want your fats to be too low. But if you're someone that does diet on lower fats, I would suggest that you experiment having higher fats and decreasing your carb intake for a small period of time. Because most individuals that do eat higher carbohydrate and do minimize their fats, if you've been doing that for a long, long time and you've never done higher fats and lower carbs, it's going to take you a little bit of time to adapt because that was me in the past. And whenever I lowered my carbs, I always felt like shit. But when you do that for a period of time, you get used to it. So now I'm typically much higher fat, but there will be days I'm like, okay, I want some extra carbs today. So I won't go low fat, but I'll lower the fats just a little bit because you'd be surprised as an athlete that you don't need as many carbs as a lot of people suggest you do. Like my girlfriend eats more carbs than I do, right? But I do way more work than she does physically, but she eats more carbs than I do typically. So it's just something that you need to experiment and need to mess around with so that you can, because I think most people can get away with both sides of dieting. But it's
girlfriend
just
that eats more carbs, but she probably pays a little bit more attention to her fats.
She pays more attention to her fats. She's slightly very lower fat. Yeah, she's quite active. She lifts every day. Her fats are around 60 something, but her carbs are in like the 200s, mm-hmm. right? And mm-hmm. her protein's at like 187.
And then how much processed food does she eat?
Barely right, any. Right. She doesn't. But she's also somebody who I eat like one to two big meals a day. She eats maybe 4 or 5 meals a day. Right. So you can do this in whatever way works the best for you. But it would be a good idea if you've been on one side to adjust and try the other side for a bit, because your body will adjust and then you could become one of those people who can get away with either, because it's not that rare. It's not a rare thing. It's just most people are either in one camp or another diet camp.
And even as a female, she eating like a similar amount of protein in comparison, like with her body weight.
150 pounds eating 190 grams of protein a day. Right. So she still gets a lot of protein in, mainly from meat. And don't see her have protein shakes that often, but she does. Mm-hmm. So it works.
We talk sometimes about carbs. And I think that when you throw out the word carbs, I think there's a lot of confusion. Like if a bodybuilder talks about carbs, like a bodybuilder, a lot of times, like, I don't understand what the fuck you guys are talking about. I run off a lot of carbs. I eat a lot of carbs. But bodybuilders are really fucking boring people. And when they're talking about carbs and protein, they're usually talking about egg whites, chicken breast, and their carbohydrate sources are usually rice and potatoes. And they're very diligent with that stuff.
Absolutely.
For most of the population, we're going to take a potato and we're going to turn that thing into a loaded baked potato with sour cream and cheese and fucking bacon and all these other things. And even something like bread and stuff like that, we're going to throw like butter on it and we're dipping it in like marinara sauce. And like, you know, we're turning into like it's like a vehicle for a lot more calories. Mm-hmm. And so I demonize carbohydrates a lot. It's easier sometimes just for me to say that they're bad, but I don't mean that they're bad. You know, all carbs aren't created equal, and there's definitely room in anyone's diet for carbohydrates. I think they can be really effective. I actually have kind of stumbled upon this over the years, and I wrote about it in my book, The War on Carbs. I don't think it's a great idea to like hover around in this like keto, in a ketogenic state all the time. I don't think it's a bad idea to get your body kind of used to that and to play around with that style of diet to see how it feels for you. Keto being very, very low carbohydrate, almost zero carbohydrate, and then bringing the fat and the protein up quite a bit. And like, I just think that you're better off kind of being able to burn both sources of fuel. I don't think it's as simple as like, hey, I ate carbs, my body's going to like burn carbs, and I, you know, didn't eat carbs for a while, now my body can't burn them. I don't think it's that. I don't think the body's that like sensitive that way. However, there is a grace period. It does take a little bit of time to get used to, oh man, I'm not running off that same energy source. Like, man, I kind of have a headache today. Oh, I kind of feel a little drowsy. I feel a little weird today. It's an adjustment period, but it doesn't take very long. I personally have always done really well on a lower carb diet, but I've also done high carb diets. But on a high carb diet, that's where I needed to pay more attention to my overall calories for the day because it was so easy to overeat, because the carbohydrates can sometimes make it easier to overeat.
Mm-hmm. I'll also say this, to Andrew's point when he was talking about the experience of tracking gave him a good understanding of, oh, this is what 200 grams of protein is like, or this is what eating 2,000 calories during a day is like. I know we're talking about being able to do this without tracking, but for some of you, if you haven't been able to be successful without tracking and you've been trying to do this by just eating and then not really tracking anything, go and just track for a little bit. A good calculator is the one from Precision Nutrition. I've mentioned it before. Mm-hmm. So if you like, go on Google and type in Precision Nutrition, Nutrition Calculator. They have a really good calculator there. Just plug in your stuff, see what it says, and just track for a little bit, because what that'll do is it'll give you a little, like Andrew said, it'll give you awareness so that when you go to not tracking and you go to just eating, right, you'll have it in the back of your head, okay, this is this much, this is this much. And everything that we're going to be talking about for these next few episodes is like, yes, we're talking about the food right now, but there are certain things that we do during our day and certain habits that we have that allow us not to be overeating every day. Because if we didn't have these outside habits outside of our nutrition, we'd be big. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, there would be a lack of control. But I would say if you've been having issues, just take some time and just track for a little bit. And don't be too stringent with it, but just do it so that you can see what 100 grams of protein is like. Mm-hmm. Just stick that protein on a scale and see what it looks like, you know?
Yeah, definitely. You don't have to, again, like you said, be too stringent with it unless it comes to the shit that you shouldn't be eating.
Yeah.
Got this from Mark Bell, but the thing that Mark had said you know, people want to track everything, but they don't track the things that they need to, which is the stuff that's off the plan. And that's when people are just need to be more honest with themselves. Like, we're going to have people that are already saying, like, well, I tried tracking and it didn't work. It's like, but did you track literally everything? Like, you know, so like, again, I don't want to make it like a daunting task. Like, what, I have to track my like allergy pills in the morning? Like, well, maybe not, but like, that Fiber One bar, which I'm actually a fan of now. Didn't know they were that good.
Oh, some of that stuff is amazing.
They're fucking 70 calories for Fiber a little one. The only problem is they're like this big.
The Fiber One brownies and shit. Those things are dope.
So good. So those, so good. But I mix those in with my protein yogurt. It's fucking delicious because it's like a topping. It's so good. I'll show you guys later.
Dude, what a genius thing. Like, those Fiber One products is amazing.
So they're 70 calories. A little tiny, little 70 calories. What's the big deal? I had one right when I left the house. Like, oh, I took one to work and I had two right after dinner. It's like, uh-huh. Oh, I can't do math. So, you know, whatever 4 times 70 is, like, now that's adding. So 280. So you just had another meal that you didn't track. It's like, oh shit. No wonder why I didn't lose weight. Yeah. It's tough.
It can be confusing, you know, as you're trying to do it, but here's the basics of it. A lot of what we're talking about today is when you start to mix macronutrients together, it makes it a lot easier to eat. And in some cases, that's a good thing. Because sometimes we do need more energy. Sometimes we do need more food. And in order to eat the proper amount of protein, it's nice if it's accompanied with some fat. We were talking about the Piedmontese steaks. They are lean, but the thing is that they're tender. Otherwise, we wouldn't be trying to hawk them to you guys.
Yeah.
Because we'd be like, these things taste like shit. They taste like a hockey puck. They're still very tender, even though they don't have all the fat calories. Plus, Piedmontese has steaks that have more fat in them, if that's something that's kind of your jam. But very interesting is that protein and fat is found kind of all around us in nature. Carbohydrates and fat is found basically nowhere. The only place where fat and carbohydrates, where you'll see it quite a bit, is in milk. But what is milk for? Milk is to make our beautiful babies, to make them chubby little things and make them have, you know, their wrists are so chubby that it looks like they have rubber bands around their wrists, you know?
My son has 10 lines from his rolls.
Oh, that's just fucking, it's amazing for now, but if he has it when he's 25, we're going to be like, hey, hey, yo, you need to cut back a little bit, buddy.
That's so funny.
So the carbohydrates and fats, I mean, they're not normally found in, I guess, like maybe some almonds or cashews and things like that might have, but like their carbohydrates and those things are usually just kind of fibrous. Mm-hmm. So, but again, how easy is it to overeat those things?
Yeah.
And if you have something like cashews, it's a great example. Like, what if we put a little bit of honey on those cashews? And what if there's some salt on those cashews? Now it's just like, they're absolutely amazing. So the mixing of macronutrients can make it easier to eat. But also the mixing of calories can, or the mixing of ingredients can also make it easier to eat. So one thing to try to think about is to just try to, I believe most of the people listening to this show are adults, you know, try just to examine yourself a little bit and say, I'm not fucking 6 years old. I don't need a peanut butter and jelly sandwich every 2 hours. I don't need a popsicle. I don't need a, you know, everything doesn't have to be so fucking sweet all the time.
Yeah.
You're not a little kid anymore. Like, grow the fuck up and see if you can start to eliminate some sweet flavors for a little while, maybe even just 2-3 weeks. So push those things out. Try to go a little bit more savory if you can. If you're going to have something sweet for the day, maybe it's more towards the end of the day and it's just like one thing. But there shouldn't have to be a party in your mouth the entire day, all day, every day. Can I get a hey now? And Seema's like, I disagree. Let's have the ultimate party in my mouth right now.
Party right in your mouth.
Mm-hmm. So when you start to push some of that stuff out, you get used to the protein and fat and the savory side of things, and it makes it a lot easier to manage your calories. All that we're trying to do, and Seema touched upon it already, I want you guys to hone in and focus on this. If you're new to this game, you're just trying to make it through every single day without overeating. Mm-hmm. That's all you're trying to do. That's it. For those of you trying to lose weight, you get to plant the fucking flag in the ground. And you get to celebrate, do a little touchdown dance at the end of every day if you made it through the day without overeating. How do you do that and still have a nutritious plan? You do so by prioritizing protein and kind of etching everything else around that. And kind of determining how many, you know, how much fat do I need? How much carbs do I need? That could be up to you in accordance to your individual plan. but do your best to not fall into the trap of overeating.
Yep.
I think you killed it.
Yeah, the crush. I have some more stuff, but I think we can save that for another episode.
Save it for another.
Yeah, we're going to do a series on this. And so even though there's a lot more to talk about, I think we should take her in for a landing. Take us on out of here, Andrew. All right.
Thank you, everybody, for checking out today's episode. And again, the Piedmontese lean ground, well, they do have lean ground beef, but the lean steaks, ground beef, everything can be found at Piedmontese.com. And again, promo code POWER to save 25% off your entire order. Links to them down in the description as well as the podcast show notes. Please make sure you guys like today's video and comment something down below. Let us know what your guys' thoughts on anything that we said today. And subscribe if you guys are not subscribed already. Follow the podcast at Mark Bell's Power Project. Oh, sorry, at MB Power Project on TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram. And my Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter is at I am Andrew Z. And Seema, where are you at?
The Discord currently has 1,005 members in Discord, guys.
That can't be real.
Yeah. Trading so many NFTs in there now.
Yep. So go to the link in the description and check it out because we do Discord Q&As and we go back and forth with you guys in there. So at Seema Inning on Instagram and YouTube and Seema Yinny Yang on TikTok and Twitter.
Who's going to win this battle that's on your shirt here?
Who do you think won?
I'd have to say the guy with the smaller stature because he has a tail.
Oh, no, this guy won. Oh, his name's Goku.
Goku.
He's like the main character, right?
Yeah. He's the guy who like inspired every fitness millennial.
He does have a thick
influencer.
He's got a thick neck.
He's got thick biceps. Look at those triceps, bro. Striated shoulders.
What's the guy with the tail?
Oh, his name? That's Frieza. Frieza is the first main villain of the series.
He got his ass kicked?
He got his ass kicked.
How do you get your ass kicked with a tail? Wouldn't that be an advantage?
Right, because you would think, right? Block.
Do you guys know what dogs' tails are used for?
Go ahead.
You ever thought about this? I just like, it was a question.
Fanning flies out of their anus.
That's a good one.
Just throw it out
balance.
There.
Balance.
Mm.
Oh. Well, also, like, you know, they can show when they're happy, scared, blah, 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 but balance. Like, when they're doing things, their tails keep their body balanced.
So does it fuck up? Does it mess them up when they get their tails cut?
Probably.
Oh, yeah. This helps.
Sucks.
This is helping my balance. Yeah, I can feel that.
Probably.
Who would win, Goku or Ryu?
Oh, Goku.
Really?
Easily.
Okay.
Easily.
I'm not going to argue because I have no idea anything about Goku.
Yeah, I love Ryu, too. I guess I have.
I love when a dog is real excited and they move like their whole
butt moves.
Yeah, they're like rib cage.
They can't even like keep grip on the floor because they're sliding.
Yeah, and it's like the tail's going nuts.
That's what my puppy does. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why are they so expressive like that? It's interesting.
Dogs, man, they are a blessing.
They're crazy. When I feed Daisy in the morning, she just keeps spinning around, around. Jesus Christ.
And then when your son falls asleep and they bark at something and wake him up and he doesn't go back to bed till 11. God,
yeah.
Yep. They're not as amazing anymore.
By the time I have a kid, my dogs are going to be older. They'll understand. They'll keep their asses shut.
Yeah. Well, our dogs are older too and they pee all over the house.
Yeah.
And
then Chihuahuas. The
dogs, yeah. I'm just saying.
They're the essence of vocal dog. Chihuahuas.
Yeah. Little fuckers. Yeah.
Peeps, ask us some questions because I know you got some questions. Hopefully we got some answers for you. I'm at Mark Smelly Bell. Hopefully. Strength is never a weakness. Weakness is never strength. Catch you guys later. Bye.